We are into the chapter 9, the last of the entire segment. We started with what is AI and what is HRM. We understood the connection between AI and HRM. We spoke about hiring, recruitment. We spoke about people analytics and people analytics matrix. We also spoke about training and development. We spoke about hiring. We spoke about various tools. And now we will just focus on the case study. So here we will try and see where AI was implemented in HRM, which company used it, what was the outcome, and how did it happen. So we'll start with the background. And with this background, we will go forward and then we'll try to see what they did. So it becomes a learning for you. You can make a note of this by going very slow and looking at what companies worked on, how did they work on, what was their thought process, what was their problem statement, and how did they come about it. So the first case study, we talk about an Indian big company, or it's an MNC. Unilever wanted to leverage AI to enhance its performance measurement system across the global workforce. So their basic fundamental rule they were looking into was a performance management system across the global workforce. They understood that the need was for a more agile and a data-driven approach. So they were looking for a performance management system using AI with more agility and data-driven approach that could provide a real-time insight, identify the performance trend, so predictive analysis, and facilitate continuous improvement. So that's they were looking into. So they partnered with AI tech providers to develop a performance analytics platform capable of processing large volumes of employee data. So the first thing they did was they created an AI tech platform to develop a platform which will be capable of processing large volumes of employee data, because we are talking about global. This platform will utilize advanced machine learning algorithms to analyze performance metrics, employee feedback, project outcome, and other relevant data source in real time. This AI platform generates dynamic performance dashboards for managers. So it goes to the level of manager. That means it is going not only, so from the neural network, it's not only creating that main master data and then now branching it to a managerial level. Employees level, providing personalized insights and actionable recommendation. These dashboards visualize key KPIs, progress towards goals, trends, areas for improvement, peer comparisons, allowing for the data-driven decision-making and performance tracking. Now, the key highlight here is peer comparisons and managers and employees. So they're going to that last root of the branch to compare the performance tracking system. This platform identified various patterns and trends in the employees' performance data to predict the future. As I said, they were using predictive analytics and potential areas of concern. This enabled Unilever to proactively address performance issues, optimize talent management strategies, and allocate resources effectively. The result, after they implemented this AI platform, it enhanced the performance visibility, improved decision making, increased employee engagement, and they created an agile performance management system which went to the level of managerial as well as peer comparison. AI to gain more accurate insights. So the case study was typically based on how can you generate more or accurate insights. So Panasonic's HR team was unable to establish correlation between pivot tables in Excel and was struggling to glean information from Tableau or Power BI. Now Power BI is a Microsoft tool and also Tableau. So they were unable to build pivot tables in Excel. Now Excel is user level data. So they are unable to create correlations. So they needed a faster way to generate or get more accurate insights that could help drive their HR strategy. So their main fundamental was they wanted AI to gain more accurate insights. The first case study what we spoke about, they were looking to create a platform. Here, Panasonic is looking to gain more accurate insights of our data, which could help their HR strategy as well as impact on the business. They implemented Visier People, which is HR tech ecosystem that allows data to flow across systems by implementing a better data architecture. Delivered pre-built visualization for at a glance accurate analysis to get faster insights. So when you say at a glance, it means the database is real time, the dashboard is real time. So the moment you open the dashboard, you have a network connection, it automatically updates itself and gives you at a glance accurate analysis of the data. The outcome was, it proved the business value of HR. Leaders were more informed, the HR became more valuable, and insights driven strategy. So two cases. First one, complete platform for a performance management system so that they have an agile HR system and strategy for the performance. This they were trying to get more insight, and their pain point was they were not able to create pivot tables from Excel. So two are very different, but look how AI has given them the outcome. So the key outcome was increased productivity at hybrid model, reduced 2-week projects to 30 minute chats. It's a very crucial point. Reduced a 2-week project to a 30 minute chat. Empowered HR to inform business strategy. Delivered pre-built visualization for at a glance and accurate analysis. Less manual, more of mechanical, and empowered HR professionals to refocus on strategic initiatives. So two things coming from two different ways. One, complete insight. One, a complete performance management system. Again, deeper conversations sparking meaningful discussions about diversity, equity, and inclusion. Proving business value of HR. Leaders are more informed. HR is more valuable, and insights-driven strategy. So we had two case studies, one with Panasonic, one with Unilever. Unilever wanted a complete performance tracking system using a platform of AI, and they wanted a Panasonic wanted a deeper insight of our data, and that's why the strategy was driven by the insights. Now let us focus on to something as onboarding. Now Road Server, headquartered in Munich, founded in 2016, has quickly grown to the largest camper van export in Europe with a camper fleet of over 2,500 vehicles. From their Munich headquarters, they rent out and sell camper vans at 36 locations in Europe across countries like Germany, Austria, Netherlands, Belgium, Spain, France, Portugal, and Italy. And with Road Server spots, they have just launched what could be described as the Airbnb of camping spots. The challenge was many of the staff works from offices. About 50% of the new colleagues operated in stations, managing cars, not tied to a desk. More the company grew, the harder it became to get the necessary information to the right people to introduce a complex structure and processes both on a company as well as team level. So they are looking at to implement complex structure and processes at a company as well as a team level. So organization as well as a team level. Since onboarding was in the responsibility of the functional team, it was hard to ensure a consistent, valuable experience. COVID-19 forced remote working. This is the time company felt the need for a digital platform for integrating all their new colleagues. So COVID-19 actually leveraged or catalyzed the project. Solution was, they did an automated onboarding journey that aligned the whole organization. With Zavvi's onboarding template and in-close collaboration with Zavvi's customer success team, RoadServer was able to easily set up a journey that leads every new employee through a step-by-step process for their first week at the company. So two levels of onboarding experience. So if you remember previously, we were talking about an employee experience starts from the onboarding, and that is at the company level and at the team level. So what they did at a company level onboarding, and day one, all new colleagues are fed with inputs on company values, different teams, main principles, IT setup and compliance, personal scorecard and reflection exercises, and more. Interactive quizzes and other exercises help make the knowledge stick. Auto-triggered reminders help stay on track, and the completion tracking helps the HR team to ensure that everyone receives the same info. So there are three things. One, they had interactive quizzes and exercises for their knowledge retention. There was auto-triggered reminders to help stay on track on the learning path, and the completion tracking system helps the HR to ensure that everyone had the same information. Team level onboarding, how did they do it? The customer success managers now go through a guided journey that introduces them to different topics. The product and offer are explained in very structured way. The knowledge gained is assessed after each section, and HR team ensures that everyone receives the same inputs. The basic structure for every topic is content, guide, resource, FAQ, knowledge test. So they've kept it very simple. Onboarding, defining from a team at an individual level, the information is very common, and they're able to mitigate what they thought they were unable to build a complex structure using AI. The result, AI-powered learning platform onboards employees in less time and helps them keep developing afterward. Zabby helps road server create an experience built around people, helps them feel welcome, valued, less anxious, and make them understand their responsibilities and become productive quicker. For the HR team, now remember, this is the result that they did. Now, what happened to the HR team? Stress of manual onboarding at many locations was removed, so they could have done a central onboarding process. Same inputs were given to the team across multiple locations. Again, centralized manual onboarding process, introducing someone to everything they needed to know for the HR team now only take 30 seconds. So they've created a learning path for the entire journey, and they are giving inputs. And they also have a simple of content knowledge retention check with quizzes. Key stats, significant reduction in time and work spent per hire. Consistent onboarding experience across 36 locations. So they don't have to wait for a batch to be formed. If there are 5 people in Australia and 3 people in Netherlands, so they can start immediately. They don't have to wait for any subject matter expert to go to that place or bring them in one place. So the less cost of travel, less cost of induction. Higher involvement with company values. 82 colleagues onboarded through Zavi in the first 3 months. Imagine 82 colleagues in the first 3 months, which means an average of 27 people in a month. Average user satisfaction, 4.8 out of 5, more than 95%. Spotify's internal talent marketplace, which is called as Echo. Now, please understand, they are calling it as an internal talent marketplace. So they are trying to build a system which will be kind of a marketplace for internal talent promotions and management. So because they have a distributed first strategy, working from anywhere means the workplace, the workflows and HR is changing dramatically. Career shift compounded by pandemic, echoed by a Spotify as the fourth revolution away from the old model of learn, work, retire to a continuous learning cycle, not on the cusp, change already happened. With the kind of Spotify's sentiments, Spotify needed to challenge the status quo to make it easier for Spotify to drive their development and career growth in a way matching their values and culture. This was the motivation to create Echo, an internal talent marketplace where opportunities echo. So what is the internal marketplace drive, that is DIB? Spotify's ongoing commitment to diversity, inclusion and belonging, they created something called as an internal talent marketplace, means they're able to showcase more varied development opportunities to all the employees. So it's kind of where you have internal job posting, but they've created a marketplace. So that means I'm not looking anywhere outside, I'm looking inside as a marketplace. Now, marketplace needs to be designed as an environment when everyone has access to opportunities from everywhere. I mean, I am today an executive, I can apply for a manager. So I didn't have to wait to come to office to know about the internal job posting. So it can happen from anywhere. And the environment and other initiatives must support an inclusive culture. This technology can be set up to remove biases and ensure opportunities which are inclusive for all, everyone who are eligible to apply. So at Spotify, the element of DIB is actually not just an element, it's absolutely a paramount to their approach. Echo had to be inclusive and grounded in matching talent-based skills, experience, and aspirations. So how did they do it? Of the many use cases for the benefits of Echo, a few examples are given below because it's huge. One of the best in-house talent marketplaces for Spotify. Mentorships for retained college grads is an invaluable advice early in their careers. Job transition, for example, a marketer gains the skill and experience to transition to product management. Spot a gap, for example, an ambitious engineer sees a gap on the team for data engineering skills, quickly accesses an opportunity to learn that skill with a hands-on project and reinvest the new skills to own a job, increasing productivity of the whole team. So it's like peer learning. I know I am having a problem with a skill. I know how to do it. I learn it. I immediately implement on a project and I increase my productivity. A busy recruiter with multiple key hires partners with the hiring managers to source internal talent. A senior leader wants to give back, become an active mentor on Echo and find a new energy and fulfillment in their work. With fast-moving business, Spotify's HR continuously sees opportunities for employees to be able to make a sidestep to develop their career. HR team is also realistic about the equity issues in this approach. Not everyone will have access or will be in a setup that allows them to seek out or create their own opportunities. And of course, it's simply not scalable because HR to have a hand in every employee's development and growth. Thinking beyond the traditional growth opportunities, Echo expands beyond traditional concept of growth opportunities. Now imagine a kind of aspirational engineer was looking for a technical skill to grow, immediately learning from a path and implementing in a project and increasing the productivity is an excellent example that traditional concepts of growth opportunities are gone. In addition to this new job opportunities, it has also introduced a Spotify-wide platform to highlight part-time projects and mentorship at scale, where anyone can be a project owner or a mentor now. All growth opportunities take advantage of the matching technology built into Echo, where talent is matched based on their skills, experience, and developmental goals. Echo Launch and Beyond. Launching Echo required significant change management work that was enabled through Echo Ambassador Network, soft launch participants, and executive sponsorship. Echo interface was made welcoming, low friction, and easy to use. Aligning distributed first with an internal first investment strategy for the business. The first big win for Echo came when less than a month after launch, there was mentorship matching at scale. Echo is an example of thoughtful use of artificial intelligence. Regardless of industry, HR professionals around the world need to understand that learning continuously is a necessity to thrive and stay engaged in today's workplace. AI for learning and development in a company called Keel since 1851. That's the name of the company. The background is Keel's since 1851, which began in New York's East Village. For over 170 years, the company has thrived, provided customers with highly personalized skincare expertise with over 4,500 skin pros worldwide. Passed down through generation, the mission of Keel's has always been guided by founding family members Aaron Morse's vision for making better citizens, better firms, and better communities. Mia Carnahan is a global digital education specialist at Keel's since 1851. So that's how old the development is all about. The challenge was, now Skin Pro requires very, very high expert level knowledge and training because you're talking about skin and very, very sensitive. Not everybody's skin is the same. And you have to have expert level knowledge and training and all these things. As Keel's expanded worldwide, they wanted to build Keel's Academy, a highly personalized, accessible, and educational platform where both new and existing users could advance their education from anywhere in the world, in any language. So three things. One, expert level knowledge and training. Two, accessible for anywhere. Three, can be in any language. Building Keel's Academy would fulfill the long-standing dream of founding family members Aaron Morse, who had a long wanted a unified platform for employees to elevate their knowledge and skills, products, and science of skincare. It can be anyone becoming a trainer out there who is a pro. So the challenge and both things. They partnered with Docebo to build a global e-learning platform that respected the brand's identity. The first thing that they did was they did a personalization at the core. So from a neural network, the entire data set and getting it to the lower half of the employee level, that each learner courses were personalized the same way each customer skincare recommendation would be. So that means if I have 4,500 skincare products, that means there should be 4,500 learner courses. That's huge. Trust me, that's huge, because if you have a platform which has 4,500 courses for 4,500 skincare products, I can be a master of any 2, 3, 4, 5. I cannot be a master of 4,500, but that's how AI is recommending those things. Community came to life through Keel's social community and ask and expect feature. Again, a chatbot which encouraged mentorship and social learning. Generosity was woven into platform as well. Users could earn batches, achievements, and points which could extend for sustainable rewards or maybe promotion. Results? Digital education is accessible over 45 countries, with more than 20 of those added and onboarded during the pandemic. 300 plus courses available in 11 languages, 100% completion rate for measures like training completion and educator adoption. 300 plus courses, guys, available in 11 languages. That's the power of AI. A global investment firm uses AI for diversity. So we saw Panasonic working for data validation and predictive analysis. We saw Unilever for a performance management system. We saw Road Surfer using technology-based AI for their onboarding process. We saw Keel creating a e-learning platform. And now we are looking at an investment firm only using AI for diversity. So what was the problem? Investment firm with 2,000 plus employees were eager to develop a more efficient, effective, and a data-driven career hiring process, which would enable the firm to increase the gender, ethnicity, and socio-economic diversity of their summer intern and full-time analyst classes. AI, at the start of their partnership with Pymetrics was used again in the previous case, now again in 2017, the firm received approximately 20,000 applications for its vacancies globally. 20,000 applications. Huge. Across a range of entry-level job functions in investment, tech, and finance. The company originally needed to innovate its hiring process to adapt a highly competitive market for diverse talent. Guys, 20,000 applications at a global level. Even if I think from 20 different countries, that's huge. That's huge. 1,000 applications per country is not easy to handle. Solution: Pymetrics invited the investment firm's current employees within investment, non-investment, and innovation roles to play the Pymetrics games as a demo. The data from the gameplay was used to create custom success profiles against which to objectively compare incoming candidates. So they used the company's employees' data and their competency, which they used to create an objectivity to compare the incoming candidate. So I'm comparing an incoming candidate not only to a job description, but also to a candidate who is working with the company, who is successful in the company. That means there are two levels of authentication in competency, which is great. Candidates that were highly recommended once again and recommended by Pymetrics were automatically progressed to the next stage. Throughout, the Pymetrics platform aggregated all candidate performance data with a keen focus on assessment, completion, satisfaction, and time to complete to provide a comprehensive report of the reporting of the recruitment team at the end of each hiring cycle. So after each hiring cycle, they had a report to the recruitment team, what went well, the assessment completion, the percentage of satisfaction, time to complete for everything. The result for candidates: engaging hiring process and easy to complete, as reflected by 99% completion rate with 95% satisfaction rate. Amazing. And on average, the Pymetrics exercises took only 33 minutes to complete. Imagine your entire scale of operation, which lasted days, is now taking 33 minutes to complete. Now, if I can just take a calculation of 20 days to complete a hiring process, and for each day I work for 8 hours, which is 160 hours, coming to 33 minutes, you can calculate the percentage reduced. Pymetrics also recommended candidates were 97 more likely to receive an offer from the client than the candidates who are not recommended. So they used a referral program as their benchmark. So the candidate sourcing expanded from 9 universities before introducing Pymetrics to 66 different schools after implementing Pymetrics. So sourcing included from 9 to 66. Huge. Female representation also recommended candidate increase by 44%, client increasing by 62%, application to offer. So from what it says by 62%, so from sourcing to offer the entire stage, it went up by 62%. Minority representation among recommended candidates also increased by 9% following a study phase. Benefits realized through implementation of AI in HR functions are very simple. Enhanced employee visibility to both employees and the company. So when you're implementing something of AI into HR functions, you have enhanced performance visibility. We discussed certain cases. We spoke about Keel, we spoke about Panasonic, we spoke about Rose Server, we spoke about Unilever. Data-driven insights and predictive capabilities for improved decision-making, enhanced employee engagement, and agile performance management. The first case, Unilever, agile performance management, enhanced employee engagement for Road Surfer. It also enables managers, employees adapt to changing priorities. So for the performance management system at Unilever, they were able to come down to that employee comparison level, address performance gaps, and capitalize on the opportunities in real time. Driving continuous improvement innovation, using AI to drive diversity, inclusion, and belonging, and making opportunities for growth available to all employees from anywhere in the world. Spotify is the biggest example, the talent marketplace Echo. There are definite checks and balances. So if I am an executive, I can't go for a manager. But as an executive with 5 years experience, I can be a mentor for a fresher. So they are not only giving an opportunity to the youngest employee, but also to the experienced employee. So they're creating a platform so well that it can available to all employees from anywhere in the world. Road Surfer. They created an entire onboarding process online in all the 36 locations that they have. Establishing the business value of HR, enabling HR department to articulate their true value to the overall business by providing insights and drive strategy. Replace the dense long reports to leadership with succinct bullet points, giving a bit-sized insights for big time decision making, increased productivity, time and efficiency gains. It also transits, and one of the key aspects out here, empowering HR professionals to refocus on more strategic initiatives. This is the biggest key point of AI-driven HRM system. Because your processing time reduced, so you will get more time to focus on the strategic initiatives that can increase employee engagement. It can create a better way of working professionals. It can create better ways to infuse initiatives, and most importantly, making learning and development available to everyone and from anywhere. Keel. Across countries, across the globe, 300 plus in 11 languages. That's a truly significant thing. Personalization of learning, automation of routing and tedious tasks, enhanced onboarding, hiring across multiple locations. Guys, I can go on. I can go on with n number of examples. But to sum it all up, to give you a clear understanding of what we are talking about here, the key points of the entire discussion of AI and HRM is you and AI have to go hand in hand. It has to be balanced. Point number two, the entire plethora of activities of data-driven decision-making, creating an AI-based technology platform, an online marketplace for talent management, or creating a need for learning and development, creating insight for strategy, predictive analysis, diagnostic analysis, the cost per ratio, hiring per cost, everything put together. You know, keeping everything together with everything, when I come to the end of this 9 chapters, my most critical learning of giving you this thought is humans will never ever be replaced. Never ever be replaced. But yes, if that particular human is not upskilling himself or herself with the latest trends in AI, they are not studying this case studies, what we have said throughout, the Keel, the Unilevers, the Road Surfers. I mean, these are few that we have given you. The entire world is at your doorstep. You can go to check any company what they're doing. You can type in Google, use an AI indicative tool integrated to Google. I am using AI integrated tool in Google, which gives me better search results for any kind of cases I want. But remember, in that search box, that input is typed by you. That input is not typed by AI. That input, if it is biased, if it is mistaken, if it is wrongly done, the output will resonate that same input. With that note, I thank you all for listening to me and wish you all the best with your learnings. But guys, nobody can replace you. Keep a balance with AI and HR and wish you all the best. Thank you all for listening to me very patiently. Wish you a great success in your career. Thank you.